The U.S. State Department has released a new list of nations where humans are bought and sold. The annual Trafficking in Persons report says that as many as 800,000 people, mainly women and children, are trafficked across borders each year. Ukraine is a country long familiar with the phenomenon of its young women being sold into prostitution. Now, the Catholic and Orthodox churches are working together to stop the trade and help its victims regain their lives. Andreas Voskovich, president of Caritas Ukraine, tells us more.
The main problem in this context was that the women were blackmailed very often by their pimps, that the pimps will inform their families and neighbors, especially in the rural area, what they did abroad. So many women come back to Ukraine. They are sent out from the countries of destiny where they came. And they come back, and in cooperation with the IOM, with the International Organization of Migration, they can come to the Caritas shelter, which is in one of the Ukrainian cities. Also in Ukraine, in the Greek Catholic Church, we have a married priest, so, and their families, they should be trained into counseling people and making awareness programs, because the Ukrainian church has a big influence, especially in rural areas, and can really give enough information to the people, and the people are listening to the church.